Welcome to Torah Chanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Yud Ches. In this, the 18th Perek of Yeshayahu, we have a very short Perek that's very challenging to read. It's challenging not so much because the words themselves are ambiguous, but because the mashalim brought and the context that is supposed is very, very unclear. As I'm sure you recall, we're in the middle of the Masa'ot, the prophecies regarding other nations, and sandwiched between the prophecy that we spoke about yesterday, which is for Damascus, and the one coming up, which is Mitzrayim, we're going to deal with a prophecy about Am Yisrael. But exactly when this prophecy takes place is unclear. There are two different opinions. The one opinion, which is the minority opinion, is that this is a reference to the Jewish people after the fall of Sanherev, specifically the 10 tribes outside of the land of Israel after Sanherib is destroyed. The majority, though, understand this to be a reference to the end of times, the coming of Mashiach, the war of Gog and Magog, and the Jewish people coming home. Either way, the words are so beautiful. It's almost like in the middle of all of these prophecies regarding the other nations, we're gifted with Perek Yud Ches to kind of give us a boost and give us an insight into what we're actually reading this all for. So as we learn it together, I'm going to read it as the end of days, but keep in mind that the messaging here is actually well above our heads, and we'll glean from it what we can in the limited time that we have. Perek Yud Ches opens up, Hoy Eretz Tzilzal Knafayim. There is a land that is called out, a land that is shaded by wings. Either we're talking about a place that has lots of birds, and that's how Rashi reads it. So it's got lots and lots of birds to the point that the entire land is shaded. Or maybe it's a people who have a lot of boats, and all the shade of the sails of the boats makes them be called this land of shaded wings. Asher me'ever Nahare Kush, that's on the other side of the Euphrates River. Either way, this is a nation that's certainly not Am Yisrael. And this nation sends messengers. Pasuk Beis tells us, Hasholech bayam tzirim ubeklei gome al pnei hamayim. They send out messengers on some sort of papyrus vessels, which maybe is what leads the Radak to understand this to be referring to boats. Luchu melachim kalim, send swift messengers, el goy memushach. And you're going to send the messages to Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael here is described as a goy memushach umorat, a nation that has been plucked up and dragged around, El Am Nora, to a nation that is awesome, terrifying, incredible, Minhu Vahala, from the beginning of time until now, Goy Kav Kav, a nation who, Kav Kav could mean one of a couple things, perhaps it could mean line by line, the way that Rashi reads it, that they receive their punishments moment after moment, kind of like blow by blow. Or the way the Metzudas David and the Abarbanel read it, which is so beautiful, is the word kav comes from the word makave, which means to hope. Goy kav kav is that a nation who, despite being dragged around and mistreated, they constantly hope. Kav kav, they're always hoping. Umavusa, and they are trampled. Yet despite that, they continue to hope. Asher bazu naharim artso, a land that rivers, or the way the Radak reads it, a land that kings constantly spoil and ravage. The people of this place of boats or birds is told to go and look, check out the Jews. And as we said, this could be referring to the end of days, where this nation, perhaps the nation of Gog and Magog, is told to go see the Jews who have gone through a history of violations and oppression and terrible things, and yet remained an Amun Ra, an incredible nation that's Kav Kav, that constantly hopes. Or maybe Ibn Ezra understands it to mean that after Sanherev was destroyed, a nation went out and explored and found the 10 tribes that had been exiled, and went to go tell them to return home. With regards to the returning of the 10 tribes, we do know that Yirmiyahu himself even went out to look for the 10 tribes, and some of them did come back. So it's not impossible to read the psukim this way. However, as we're going to see, that the poetic and magnificent description of the return of Am Yisrael, it's very hard to say that this happened already in the time of Bais Sheni. And therefore, maybe that's what compels the vast majority of the Mefarshim to read these psukim as talking about some time at the end of days. And therefore, Pasuk Gimel tells us, Kol Yoshvei Sela V'Shochne Aretz, K'nose Nes Harim, Tir'u U'Katoka Shofar Tishma'u. All the people of the land and those who are living on the land will see the evidence of the Jewish people as if K'nose Nes Harim, as if a banner is held up on a mountain, as if a shofar is blown. And some understand this to be literally, because we know in the time when Mashiach comes, that utakab shofar gadol lecheroseinu, a shofar will be sounded, people will stand on mountains and call people in. Or maybe it's figurative, that it will be so obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, that everybody will be aware of it. The Abar Benel reads this slightly differently. He says, these Yoshvei Tevel V'Shochne Aretz, this is who are the people who are Shochen Ba'aretz, who are lying in the land, they're the dead. And this is a reference to Techiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. The big miracle that's going to blow the minds of these nation of boats is going to be the miracle of the resurrection of the dead. Okay, Pasuk Dalet can be read multiple ways. I'm going to read it how the Radak reads it, but keep in mind, next time you do Nachyomi, you should read this according to the others. Abar Benel has a magnificent reading of this, as does Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and others. But Pasuk Dalet, we're going to read as follows. Ko Omar Hashem Eli. Hashem says to Yeshayahu, Eshkata v'abita b'mechoni. I will be silent. And silence is the opposite, perhaps, Hashem's silence, is the opposite of Hashem's moaning, wailing, or Hashem's punishing of us. Eshkata, finally, after thousands and thousands of years of Jewish history, of Jewish trials and tribulations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be silent. V'abita b'mechoni, and I will look towards the Beis HaMikdash. And my relationship with Am Yisrael at that time, the end of days, will be k'chom tzach alei or, which the Radak reads as a warm ray on after rain. Or he understands here to be a reference not to light but to rain. Uka'av tal, and like a heavy cloud, k'chom katsir, on a hot harvest day. The two mashalim here actually contradict each other. The one is sun that comes after rain, and the other one is a cloud that comes during harvest season where you don't want rain. But both of them are a sign of bracha. After there has come rain, what we want is a ray of sunshine to come down and to allow the plants to grow and blossom. And when we're harvesting, we don't want rain, but what we do want is a cloud to come and shade the workers so that they can harvest easily. Both of these mashalim imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with us with hashkacha pratis, with exactly what we need in this very specific way, and it will be a bracha, it will be a blessing. And as we said, Yeshayahu is full of plant imagery. Here it's unclear if this plant is a reference to our enemies or to the Jews themselves. I'm going to try read it both ways for you. Pasuk Hay says, Ki lifnei katsir, before the harvest, ketom perach, just before the plants have completed growing, ubasor gomel, just as the berries are ripening, yihye nitsa, as they ripen, v'charat hazalzalim b'mazmerot, I will chop off the young branches with pruning hooks, v'et netishot hesir hataz, and chop off and remove the twigs. Maybe this is a reference to the 10 tribes, or the Jews in Galus, who, as they're ripening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will chop them all up and gather them all in. Or maybe it's a reference to our enemies, that as they're growing and they're ripening and they're getting more and more emboldened, as they think that they have won, right at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and swiftly chop them down. The Ben Yehoyada suggests that it's actually both. He says, the Zalzalim are the bad plants. In fact, the word zalzal has the word zayin lamed, he says, is a roshe tevos for sheva shivim lashon, the seven nations who speak 70 languages. He says those people will be cut down. And then it is shot to the Jews, and that hesir hetaz, Hashem will take those and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. And again, we're seeing this idea of Hashem's divine providence, that exactly the same action, cutting down, for the non-Jews will be destruction, and for us will be a returning and a being brought home. Pasuk Vav turns to our enemies, and maybe our enemies, as we said, could be understood to be Sancheirev, or perhaps, more likely, it's going to be talking about our enemies during the time of the end of days, the nation of Gog and Magog. And this prophecy really parallels much of what we see in the prophetic visions of Yechezkel at the end of Sefer Yechezkel, as well as the last parak of Zechariah. All these three are seen as the prophecies regarding resurrection, end of days, etc. And Pasuk Vav tells us about our enemies. Ye'azvu yachdav la'ayit harim ulebehemat aretz. The corpses of our enemies will be left for the birds of prey and for the animals of the land. And indeed, so it will be. V'katz alav ha'ayit v'chol behemat aretz alav yecheraf. And they will be eaten by the birds and by the animals. And it's, to be specific, it uses the word katz, which means kait sama, with regards to the birds of prey. And the animals, it uses the word techeraf and the word choref in the winter. And from there, Chazal come to learn that all the seasons will be covered in this war. It will be a 12-month war against Gog or Magog. The Barbanel says the word techeraf means, from like winter, that they won't want to eat. It'll be left alone. And only the vultures will be willing to eat the corpses of these people. But even the animals will be beneath them to eat and to try and destroy their corpses. Pasuk Zayin, once again, refers back to Am Yisrael in the terms we've used already. And it says, Ba'es Hahi, at that time, Yuval Shai LaHashem Tzvakot, they will bring forward a gift to Hashem, Master of Legions. And the gift that the other nations is going to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be silver, and it's not going to be gold. It'll be Am Memushach Umarat, exactly the words we used to describe ourselves at the beginning. This nation that has been dragged and oppressed, Ume'am Nora, a nation that is awesome. Minhu v'hala, from the beginning of time onwards. Goy kav kav, a nation that continually and consistently yearns. Umevosa, that is downtrodden. Asher bazul naharim arzo, and has been disgraced by kings. That nation will be brought to its land. El makom, shem Hashem tzvakot harzion, to the place where Hashem's name is, to harzion. The Sefer Kuzari compares Am Yisrael to a heart and all the other nations to the organs of the body. We know that if there is a disease in some part of the body can pretty much manage despite that illness. But if there's a defect or a problem in the heart, that will affect the survival of the entire body. So too with Am Yisrael, that we have a sensitivity to sin that our body, our being, cannot hold on to sin. And therefore, when we sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish us with an immediacy that a doctor might deal with the heart in a way that he may not deal with any other organ. Because ultimately, we are responsible for pumping life, oxygen, morality, values, goodness to all the other organs of the body, to the whole of the world. So this vision tells us that maybe our enemies themselves will come to that awareness and they will bring us with their own actions as a gift to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, back to our homeland, which takes us back to that original vision of Yeshayahu, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah U'Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, so the world can return to its state of higher morality in service of God. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.